Chapter 7. Who Stole the Tarts? The King and Queen of Hearts were sitting on their thrones when Alice and the Gryphon arrived. There was a great crowd of birds and animals and all the pack of cards. Soldiers stood all around the Knave of Hearts, and near the King was the White Rabbit, with a trumpet in one hand. In the middle of the room, there was a table with a large plate of tarts on it. They look good, thought Alice, who was feeling a little hungry. Then the White Rabbit called out loudly,
"Silence! The trial of the Knave of Hearts will now begin."
He took out a long piece of paper and read,
"The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts, all on a summer day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them all away."
"Very good," said the King. "Call the first witness."
Alice looked at the jury, who were now writing everything down. It was a very strange jury. Some of the jurymen were animals, and the others were birds. Then the White Rabbit blew his trumpet three times and called out,
"First witness!"
The first witness was the Hatter. He came in with a teacup in one hand and a piece of bread and butter in the other hand.
"I'm very sorry, Your Majesty," he said. "I was in the middle of tea when the trial began."
"Take off your hat," the King said.
"It isn't mine," said the Hatter.
"Stolen! Write that down," the King said to the jury.
"I keep hats to sell," explained the Hatter.
"I don't have a hat myself. I'm a hatter."
"Give your evidence," said the King,
"or we'll cut your head off."
The Hatter's face turned white.
"I'm a poor man, Your Majesty," he began in a shaking voice.
Just then, Alice had a strange feeling. After a minute or two, she understood what it was.
"Don't push like that," said the Dormouse,
who was sitting next to her.
"I'm nearly falling off my seat."
"I'm very sorry," Alice said politely. "I'm getting bigger and taller, you see."
"But you can't do that here,"
said the Dormouse crossly. And he got up and moved to another seat. The Hatter was still giving evidence, but nobody could understand a word of it. The King looked at the Queen, and the Queen looked at the executioner. The unhappy Hatter saw this and dropped his bread and butter.
"I'm a poor man, Your Majesty," he said again.
"You're a very poor speaker," said the King.
He turned to the White Rabbit.
"Call the next witness,"
he said. The next witness was the Duchess's cook, who spoke very angrily and said that she would not give any evidence. The King looked worried and told the White Rabbit to call another witness. Alice watched while the White Rabbit looked at the names on his piece of paper. Then, to her great surprise, he called out loudly,
"Alice!
Here!" cried Alice, jumping to her feet.
"What do you know about these tarts?" said the King.
Nothing, said Alice. The Queen was looking hard at Alice. Now she said,
All people a mile high must leave the room.
I'm not a mile high, said Alice, and I won't leave the room. I want to hear the evidence.
There is no more evidence, said the King very quickly. And now the jury will...
Your Majesty,
said the White Rabbit, jumping up in a great hurry.
We've just found this letter. There's no name on it, but I think the Knave wrote it.
No, I didn't, said the Knave loudly.
Read it to us,
said the King.
Where shall I begin, Your Majesty?
Asked the Rabbit.
Begin at the beginning, said the King, and go on until you get to the end. Then stop.
Everybody listened very carefully while the White Rabbit read these words.
They tell me you have been to her and talked of me to him. She thought I was a gardener, but said I could not swim. He tells them that I have not gone. We know that this is true. If she decides to hurry on, what will they do to you? I gave her one. They gave him two. You gave us three or more. They all returned from him to you, but they were mine before.
That's a very important piece of evidence, said the King.
He looked very pleased.
Now the jury must...
If anybody in the jury can explain that letter, said Alice. She was not afraid of anything now, because she was much bigger than everybody in the room.
I'll give him sixpence.
It's all nonsense. It doesn't mean anything.
The jury busily wrote this down.
She thinks it's all nonsense.
All nonsense, eh?
Said the King. He read some of the words again.
But said I could not swim.
You can't swim, can you?
He said to the Knave. The Knave's face was sad.
Do I look like a swimmer? He said.
And he didn't, because he was made of paper. The King smiled.
I understand everything now, he said. There are the tarts, and here is the Knave of Hearts. And now the jury must decide who the thief is.
No, no, said the Queen. Off with his head. The jury can say what it thinks later.
What nonsense, said Alice loudly. The jury must decide first.
You can't... Be quiet, said the Queen,
her face turning red.
I won't, said Alice.
Off with her head,
screamed the Queen. Nobody moved. It doesn't matter what you say, said Alice. You're only a pack of cards. Then the pack of cards flew up into the sky and began to fall on Alice's face. She gave a little scream and woke up. She was lying next to her sister under the trees, and some leaves were falling on her face.
"Wake up, Alice, dear," said her sister. "You've been asleep a long time."
"Oh, I've had a very curious dream," said Alice, and she told her sister all about the strange adventures in her wonderful dream.